It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Unemployed Coloradans are set to receive a one-time benefit under an order by Colorado Governor Jared Polis. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state government will send out a wave of $375 payments to people who have filed for unemployment during the pandemic. The money will reach about 430,000 people, but it will exclude people who earned higher incomes when they were employed. Those who qualified for more than $500 in weekly unemployment benefits are ineligible. The state labor department will send the money to Relia cards and bank accounts throughout the week, so officials urged people to update their contact information on the state unemployment website. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Mesa County has started to remove non-compliant businesses from a program that lets them stay open to more people during the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
The Variants Protection Program also allows indoor dining to continue and bars to stay open. But Jeff Coor with Mesa County Public Health says participating businesses that fail to abide by health rules will be removed.
They can reapply at some point in time, but for right now, we just can't spend a whole lot of time continuing to go back to places that aren't really doing this the way we expect them to do it.
The program started this summer, but has recently gotten more press after Colorado's health department proposed taking it statewide. The state is now asking for public comment. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
This past weekend in Denver, the artist Reed Beemore installed a street art tribute to Elijah McClain. CPR's Monica Castillo has the story behind the high-flying wire sculpture.
On a telephone wire not far from the state capitol flies a tender portrait of the young black Aurora man killed in 2019 after being placed in a chokehold by a police officer. McClain's story moved Beemore to create the work.
I want people to step back away from the artwork into like a greater conversation about how things are being treated and like the injustice, and really figure out how they've lived their lives and have been grateful for the things that they've received, and realize that a lot of people on the other end of that don't have those benefits.
The clandestine street art flies at the intersection of 18th Avenue and Sherman Street near downtown Denver. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Denver and Colorado Springs can expect snow today. This is CPR News.